Basic Course, Lesson 6, Tape A, Side 1. Glossary. We begin with a glossary of new terms for Lesson 6. Each term will be read twice, with a brief pause between. Repeat after the speaker. 1.
笔, 笔.
2.
成, 成.
3.
从前, 从前。
4.
大, 大。
5.
地址, 地址。
6.
都, 都。
6.1.
都不, 都不。
6.2.
不都, 不都。
7.
对不起, 对不起。
8.
25号, 25号。
8.1.
号, 号。
8.2.
几号, 几号。
9.
工作, 工作。
10.
很, 很。
10.1.
很好, 很好。
11.
教书, 教书。
11.1.
教, 教。
11.2.
书, 书。
12.
看, 看。
12.1.
看书, 看书。
12.2.
你看, 你看。您看, 您看。
12.3.
你看呢, 你看呢。
13.
内, 内。 那, 那。
13.1.
那个, 那个。 那个, 那个。
14.
年, 年。
14.1.
哪年, 哪年。
14.2.
1938年。1938年。
15.
上学, 上学。
15.1.
上, 上。
16.
生日, 生日。
16.1.
生。生。
16.2.
日, 日。
17.
太, 太。
18.
头, 头。
18.1.
里头, 里头。里, 里。
18.1.1
城里头城里头
18.2
外头外头外外
18.2.1
城外头城外头
18.3
前头前头
18.4
后头后头
18.5
下头下头下下
18.6
上头上头上上
19
小小
19.1
小孩子小孩子
20
学校学校
20.1
学学学习学习
20.2
学生学生
21
一块儿一块儿
22
银行银行
22.1
美国银行美国银行
23
邮局邮局邮政局邮政局
24
月月
24.1
几月几月
24.2
九月九月
25
这这这
25.1
这个这个这个这个
26
知道知道
27
知知
Communicative exchanges. You will again hear two speakers voicing the conversation from the frames. Each sentence will be said once only, with a short pause afterwards. Try to mimic the speakers, saying the sentence in full, and initially avoid looking at the English text. Decide what it means, pausing the tape if you have to. Then look at the English translation. After the frames have all been read, there will be a repeat of the entire conversation without pauses. If you cannot follow it in its entirety, reverse the tape and listen again sentence by sentence until you have mastered it. Begin reading. Frame 1.
请问您住在城里头还是城外头？
我住在城外头，城外头有一个学校，我们家在学校前头。
2.
你孩子在那个学校上学吗？
是，我太太在那个学校教书。
3.
那个学校很大吗？
不太大，也不太小。
Frame 2, 4.
您是哪年生的？
我是1938年生的。
5.
您是几月几号生呢？
我是9月25号生的。
6.
您女朋友呢？
对不起，我不知道。
Frame 3, 7.
您在哪儿工作？
我在银行工作。
8.
从前呢？
从前我在邮局工作。
9.
银行在哪儿？
您看，这是我们银行的笔，上头有银行的地址。
10.
邮局、银行都在一块吗？
不，邮局在学校后头，银行在学校前头。
The exchanges will be read again, but without pause. Begin. Frame 1. 1.
请问您住在城里头还是城外头？
我住在城外头，城外头有一个学校，我们家在学校前头。
2.
您孩子在那个学校上学吗？
是，我太太在那个学校教书。
3.
那个学校很大吗？
不太大，也不太小。
Frame 2, 4.
您是哪年生的？
我是1938年生的。
5.
您是几月几号生的？
我是9月25号生的。
6.
您女朋友呢？
对不起，我不知道。
Frame 3, 7.
您在哪儿工作？
我在银行工作。
8.
从前呢？
从前我在邮局工作。
9.
银行在哪儿？
您看，这是我们银行的笔，上头有银行的地址。
10.
邮局、银行都在一块吗？
不，邮局在学校后头，银行在学校前头。
Expanded sentences.For further practice on the new vocabulary of this lesson, as well as the patterns, here are some expanded sentences. Vocabulary from all 5 previous lessons will be used. Each sentence will approximately follow a similar sentence in sequence from the frames. Each sentence will be read once only, followed by a short pause before the English translation is given. If you did not understand the sentence in Chinese, stop the tape and play it until you understand the meaning.Then listen to the English translation. Begin. 1.
对不起，张先生，请问您现在住在城里头还是住在城外头？
Excuse me, Mr. Zhang. May I ask you, are you living inside the city now or outside the city? 2.
我从前住在城里头，现在住在城外头。城外头有一个小学校，我们家在那个学校前头。
I previously lived inside the city. Now I live outside the city. Outside the city there is a small school. Our home is in front of that school. 3.
您有两个孩子，是不是？您的两个孩子在哪儿上学？是不是在那个小学校上学？
You have 2 children, isn't that so? Where do your children go to school? Do they go to school at that small school? 4.
不，我们那个女孩子在那个学校上学。我们那个男孩子在城里头的一个学校上学。我太太在城外头的那个学校教书。
No.Our girl or daughter goes to that school. Our boy goes to a school inside the city. My wife teaches at that school outside the city. 5.
城里头那个学校大还是城外头那个学校大？哪个大？
This is a choice type question and can be translated two ways. Is the school inside the city big? Or is the school outside the city big? Which is bigger? Or, which is larger, the school inside the city or the school outside the city? 6.
那两个学校都不太大，也不太小。城里头那个学校有200个学生，城外头那个学校有300个。
Neither of those two schools is very large, nor very small either. The one inside the city has 200 students. The one outside the city has 300. Now for a review of the 6 expanded sentences you just listened to. Here is a summary in the form of a continuous story. Begin.
张先生从前住在城里头，现在他不住在城里头，他住在城外头。城外头有一个小学校，张先生的家在那个学校前头。他有两个孩子，一个男孩子，一个女孩子。他的男孩子在城里头的一个学校上学，他的女孩子在城外头的那个学校上学。张太太也在那个城外头的学校教书。那两个学校都不太大，也不太小。城外头的那个学校有300个学生，城里头的那个学校有200个。
A translation of this is, Mr. John previously lived inside the city. Now he doesn't live inside the city, he lives outside. Outside the city there is a small school. Mr. John's home is in front of that school. He has 2 children, a boy and a girl. His boy goes to a school inside the city. His girl goes to that school outside the city. Mrs. John also teaches in that school outside the city. Neither of those 2 schools is very large, nor very small either. The school outside the city has 300 students. The school inside the city has 200. Frame 2, expanded sentences. 7.
对不起，白同志，请问您是在哪儿生的？是哪年生的？是在中国生的吗？
Excuse me, Comrade Bai. May I ask where you were born? What year were you born? Were you born in China? 8.
是，我是在中国生的。我是在山东省青岛生的，我是1939年生的，我老家在青岛。
Yes, I was born in China. I was born in Qingdao in Shandong province. I was born in 1939. My old home is in Qingdao. 9.
您是几月几号生的？您是不是12月生的？我是12月生的。
What month and day were you born? Were you born in December? I was born in December. 10.
不，我不是12月生的，我是8月生的。8月24号，8月24号是我的生日。
No, I wasn't born in December.I was born in August. August 24th. August 24th is my birthday. 11.
您女朋友呢？她也是在中国生的吗？她是哪年生的？您知道不知道？
How about your girlfriend? Was she also born in China? What year was she born? Do you know? 12.
对不起，我不知道她是哪年生的。我知道他不是在中国生的，他是在美国生的。
I'm sorry, I don't know what year she was born. I know she was not born in China. She was born in America. Now a review again of sentences 7 through 12 in continuous story form. Begin.
白同志是一个中国人，他是在中国生的，他的老家在中国山东省青岛，他是在青岛生的，他是1939年生的，他的生日是8月24号，他不是12月生的，他朋友是12月生的。白同志的女朋友不是在中国生的，是在美国生的。白同志不知道他女朋友是哪年生的。
A translation of this is, Comrade Bai or White is Chinese. He was born in China. His old home is in Qingdao in Shandong Province in China. He was born in Qingdao. He was born in 1939. His birthday is August 24th. He was not born in December. His friend was born in December. Comrade Bai's girlfriend was not born in China. She was born in America.Comrade Bai doesn't know or didn't know in what year his girlfriend was born. Frame 3, Expanded Sentences 13.
李小姐，请问您现在在哪儿工作？您在饭店里工作吗？
Miss Lee, may I ask where you are working now? Are you working in a hotel? 14.
我不在饭店里工作。我现在在银行里工作，那个银行不是中国银行，是一个美国银行，也叫美国银行。
I am not working in a hotel. I am currently working in a bank. The bank is not a Chinese bank. It is an American bank, and it is called Bank of America. 15.
从前呢？从前你不是在饭店里工作吗？
How about before that? Didn't you used to work in a hotel? 16.
不，我从前在邮局工作，城外头那个小邮局。
No, I previously worked in the post office, that small post office outside the city. 17.
那个美国银行在哪儿？是在城里头吗？
Where is that Bank of America?Is it inside the city? 18.
不在城里头。您看这个笔，这个是我们美国银行的笔，笔上头有我们银行的地址，也在城外头。
No, it's not inside the city. Look here at this pen. This is our Bank of America pen. On the pen is our address. It is also outside the city.19.
邮局、银行都在城外头，都在一块吗？都是一个地址吗？
The post office and the bank are both outside the city. Are they together? Are they the same address? 20.
不是一个地址，也不在一块。城外头有一个小学校，邮局在那个学校后头。美国银行在那个学校前头。
They are not at the same address, and they are not together. Outside the city, there is a small school. The post office is behind the school. The Bank of America is in front of that school. Now review of sentences 13 through 20 in continuous story form. Begin.
李小姐现在在一个银行工作，不是一个中国银行。是一个美国银行，那个银行叫美国银行。他从前不在饭店里工作，他在城外头的一个邮局工作。美国银行也在城外头，那个邮局跟那个银行都在城外头。城外头也有一个小学校，邮局跟银行不在一块儿，邮局在那个小学校后头，美国银行在那个小学校前头。李小姐有一个美国银行的笔，那个笔上头有美国银行的地址。
A translation of the above. Miss Lee is now working in a bank. It isn't a Chinese bank. It is an American bank. The bank is called the Bank of America. She previously didn't work in a hotel. She worked in a post office outside the city. The Bank of America is also outside the city. The post office and the Bank of America are both outside the city, and there is also a small school outside the city. The post office and the bank are not together. The post office is behind that small school. The Bank of America is in front of the school. Miss Lee has a Bank of America pin. On the pin is the address of the Bank of America. End of Lesson 6, Tape A, Side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.